Hello, this is Bentley Davis with Compassion Quickie. I ran across a Facebook post by Rachel Roffey about how she made some change in Las Vegas. She was visiting Vegas to choose out a home where they might live, and she ran across a homeless guy while walking down the strip. It was a very hot day in Vegas, as you can imagine. She went and got him some water and got herself an extra water bottle. On her way back from giving the water to the homeless man, she saw another homeless man there and gave him her extra bottle of water. And then she saw three more homeless men out there, and she thought to herself, maybe I'm not cut out to live in Las Vegas. The next morning, she woke up with an idea. She went to Craigslist, posted an ad, and hired someone to walk the strip two times a day and hand out cold water to homeless people until mid-September. It cost her about $100 a week, plus the water, and it's giving someone a job. The guy she hired needed to make money as he has two kids and a third on the way, and he even offered to record himself walking up and down the strip to prove that he's doing it. She also has a backup. Another homeless man that was addicted to drugs but is now sober for 9 years. I think it was great to seeing how she was able to automate her compassion. Of course, it took money. You could still go up and down the strip yourself as often as you can, or just any place that you have in a hot place to offer water to the homeless. Through automating it, she was able to help another person out by giving them a job. So this inspired me to look around and see what I could do in the small with my time rather than the large projects that I'm kind of doing a lot of these days. If you'd like to see the full article where she goes into the story of how it happened and everything, you can get the links for this episode at compassionplans.com/Q1. On the upcoming full interview episodes of Compassion Plans, we'll be talking about how effective marketing is compassion and how to recover from bullies. Thanks for listening, and now get out there and do some compassion.